Glory to God, while every head is bowed. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Oh, how real and good, oh, and rich you are to us. Lord, thank you for the sincerity that you bring out in us. Lord, the grace of God that causes our hearts to ache and to groan, and truly, Lord God, are just so immersed with thanksgiving right now. Thank you again for that grace. Thank you that you brought this truth to us. Thank you that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Thank you, Lord God, that it is the Word of your grace that is establishing us and settling us and building us up, God, and getting us ready for you. Thank you, Lord, that that's all pleasing to you. And Lord, in that same transformation, it's becoming pleasing to us. Lord, it's becoming our joy. Lord, our thanksgiving. That, Lord, we trust the Word of God. We love the Word of God, and we rejoice in the Word of God. And thank you again for that cleansing power, God, Lord, that refreshes us, Lord Jesus. And God, that gives us that hope, and a lively hope, and an abounding hope, God. And thank you for the Spirit today, Lord. There's an anointing here. And Lord, help any life today that's drawing back from it, indifferent to it. Launch out. Just launch out. Oh, you're missing it. You're missing the beauty. You're missing the joy. Quit being reserved and just launch out. By faith, step in. Lord, let us swim in it today, God. And move us, Lord, to truly what is the benefit to our lives. God, all the blessings that you have blessed us with. But Lord, it is so true that it is. It's so simple. But we must say, I will go. And that I will go needs to be now, right now. And for this sermon, if you tarry and you bring this forth, God, let us launch out in it now. Captivate us, Lord God. Immerse us in your love and in your truth. We give you the praise and the honor and the thanks and all of the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Oh my, the only thing I'm disappointed in again is opening my eyes and I'm not seeing his face. Praise God. How good he is. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to get to this sermon and praise God. The Lord really started bringing this to me about 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago. I was on a little excursion there and a sister, she called me on the phone and my goodness, the joy was just so thick and rich, and she was elated and ecstatic, and praise God, she's grown up in this meeting, and she's got me probably by maybe 10 years, and thanking God for what the Lord had done in her. But all she could say as she was just, again, beside herself finally was, I finally got it. And I'm just laughing in the Lord because you know what? He already quickened my heart. I know what she got. But she said it like this. She said, I finally got it. We must surrender all to have it all. We must surrender all, praise God, to have it all. We must be emptied out to be full of him. Oh, and I was so thankful. I just was praising God. It thrilled me. That truly, you talk about the key. You talk about the eyes of our understanding being enlightened is truly to let God. Just let God. Now, I've heard the expression, let go and let God. But I'm here to encourage you again. Don't take time to let go. Just let God. You let God, you'll let go. I think it's a little bit backwards there, but you just let God. And I thank the Lord that it is completely let the grace of God, let the grace of God, his love to us. As brother played and they sang, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. He is right there, ready, able to perform it all. And it's not that he's just right here next to me. He's in me. Praise God. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ liveth in you. And I thank God for this. And the Word encourages us in so many ways and so many times throughout the Word of God in this. And just to mention a few verses here in Matthew 10:39, he says, he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. Isn't that wonderful? And in Matthew 16:14, it says, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. In John 3:30, he says it like this, he must increase and I must decrease. And then praise God, maybe my personal favorite, in Ephesians 2:10, it says, for we are his workmanship. Isn't that wonderful? His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. That's excellent things, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in. Hallelujah! How marvelous and wonderful the simplicity, brothers and sisters, of just reckoning. That means counting, just adding it up. Yeah, I love it, what that reckoning means. And I love it, it means to sum it up. How does he love me? Let him count the ways. Sum it up. Brothers and sisters, this is so tremendous, how he loves us. And what it adds up to, brothers and sisters, is he loved us like this. In Galatians 2:20, it basically tells you that you're dead. Praise God. Whew. I get worried about me sometimes. Oh, yeah, he's dead. Huh? Now, that's what the Word of God says. But it says, nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Jesus lives in me. Jesus lives in me. Jesus is in here. The Word of God is my breath and my life. And the life I now live in the flesh, that's right now, not someday yonder be, but the life right now that I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. And man, the Lord came after us last Sunday, didn't he? In our prayer and everything. It's the Word. And faith is in one thing, and it's in the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God. Faith comes by believing the Word of God. You want more faith? Get immersed in the Word of God. I want more faith. You wouldn't be here today if you didn't want more faith. But you're not going to get more faith unless you hear the Word of God. And you want more and more and more faith? You got to hear more of the Word of God. And the Word of God rightfully divided. And the whole counsel of God. A lot of people go to a church, but they hear the same Word of God every single Sunday. And I'm talking about salvation. Wonderful. But that's the beginning. And I rejoice always in the foundation. But if, even as the Word of God tells us, the foundation's been laid, now go on. Build upon it. Amen? Think of that. Most Christian churches, that's all they'll go after. Grow up. Grow up. Praise God, you got the life of Christ. Hallelujah, we rejoice in it. Rejoice in it all the time. Christ liveth in me. Had to get saved for Christ to live in me. Praise the Lord. But now grow up. Yeah, putting away the childish things and being confident in the Word of God. And it's confident in his love to me. That's the boldness. That is the confidence. That's the growth. You hear it many times said about a man, you know, behind every great man is a woman. Huh. Sorry, ladies. But I'll tell you about a great man oftentimes. But I'm talking about a complete and really truly. They're loved by their spouse. Love makes you confident. Love makes children confident. Children that aren't loved aren't confident. They're insecure. Love makes you confident. And if you get to know how much you're loved by Jesus, you'll be confident in him. You'll be confident in who he's made you to be. You'll be confident, so confident that you'll know that you're more than a conqueror through Christ. And why? Because he loved you. You get it again? The love of God. That's the only confidence you best have. That's the only confidence you do have, if you really know it. The only sustaining confidence, the only real confidence there is. Jesus loves me, this I know. How wonderful. How marvelous. And this is what we're after today, brothers and sisters. It is that love. I am as, you are as, that little lump of clay, brothers and sisters. On that wheel, that little lump of clay, and the Master, he molds and he shapes and he causes, praise God, if you'll be still, his perfect will to be sculpted in your life. Praise the Lord. And again, we said it a little bit earlier, once again, just be. A lot of people ask me, well, brother, just be what? Be his workmanship. Here's his workmanship. Believe it. It will make you, cause you, mold you, have you yield to him after all his perfect and complete will. It's the truth. These are the hands of God. This is the word of God. This is our life. This is what causes us to will and to do of his good pleasure. The word. Not by reading it and trying to, well, I'm going to do that. You can't do a thing. We are his workmanship. He's telling you right there, you can't do anything. But be still. Yield. Trust. Confidence. Faith. Believing. And man, when he starts to get his hands on you, then you rejoice. You're thankful. You're grateful. You rest. You have peace. Isn't that wonderful how that works? Hallelujah. That's the word of God. Now, it's in that that the Lord had me thinking on this. Man, how he takes your heart and just brings you through all these things. And see, creation testifies of him. And I was thinking of how he's graced some of these great artists and inventors in our life. I was thinking of, you know, when I was in Italy, looking at the things that Da Vinci had done and Michelangelo. And praise God how many of those things were magnifying the Lord. There's lots in that, especially in the life of Michelangelo. As you understand, that man had a love for God. He loved the Lord. And it was amazing. And don't let, they try to rewrite history. I'd say a few things in here, but probably, well, it might hurt you, so I'll shut up. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of lie coming out too, so remember that. But you know what? The only thing we need to know is the word. But I was thinking about these things, and the God brought to my heart about the Stradivarius violin. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it's a Stradivari. Brother Bob understands it. Musicians understand it. But what it is these certain violins, and these are the most valuable, precious, there's a sound beyond in these certain violins, and they were only made in the 16th and the 17th century. And today, they're valued as truly, I believe, is the most valuable instrument in a sense that's ever been made. There's about 700 of them that exist in the world right now. The last one that sold for $3.5 million. Now, you look at that little violin, and it's just like any other little violin. It's made out of wood. It's got glue. They believe there were special ingredients that fella put in the glue that made it sound like it did. Kind of sounding like my God, doesn't it? Hallelujah. Like your God, little special ingredients that he puts in there all the time. Grace upon grace. Okay, we'll get there in a minute. But you're a little sleepy. We'll get you there. Come on, Spirit. Amen. All right, but then you got horse hair, you got all these things like that. So, and Stradivarius was the master that put these violins together. But you think about that wood, and you think about that glue, and you think about the little pieces of metal that were the bridge and the horse hair and all that. They didn't do a lot when they came in, did they? They didn't, matter of fact, they didn't do anything. They just sat there. They just sat there. Wood was wood, glue was glue, metal was metal, and it just all sat there. But then the master got a hold of it. And then the master began to mold it and shape it and bend it and press it and refine it and tune it and craft it. And praise be to God. There came the most valuable, the most priceless. There came the most, again, incredible instrument in some respects known to this earth. Now, brothers and sisters, that's a testimony to us. That's exactly what God truly is doing in those that truly will be still, understand, and have complete confidence in the Master. in the only one that can take those things and make the masterpiece. And I thank God how he does witness these things to us, brothers and sisters. He is doing this in the vessels that will let him, as we know, press and mold and shape and make, and that then stay in it. That stay in it by the grace of God, endure by the grace of God, led him by the grace of God. And let me tell you something, it's not going to be just on display for man, not just on display for this world. We're talking on display for eternity. He's going to take these vessels and he is going to, as it says in the word of God, and I will make known to them that I have loved thee. Now that is very captivating to my heart, because you know what? I know that the Lord has, again, for his benefit and to encourage me, he's let people know, you know what? He loves me right now. But you know, there are a lot of people that could care less. Most people could give a flip. They don't care about anything, especially anything about God. Matter of fact, they get mad about it. But there's going to come a time. He's going to put these vessels, he's going to put them on display, and they're never going to be off of display. And she's going to be on display so much, and then her grand opening display is going to be descending from heaven, having the glory of God. Now that is, again, let that captivate your heart. You've heard that so many times over, but this is reality. Isn't it just marvelous how much Jesus loves me? This I know. No, wait a second, brother. I knew he loved me to save me. No, he loved you so much to, if you'll let him, be his glory. His glory. His glory. That's what his love, praise God, wants to do and is ready to do. You have got it made. I was looking at that precious couple yesterday. I was so encouraged. I know they're here. I'm not trying to embarrass them. But how God has graced them with one another. You have got it made. It's all there. If you'll take it every single day and rejoice in it and honor him. I'm telling you, husbands, be the head. Lead your home in the things of God. And sisters, be the virtuous woman. Feed that home. Put your hands to the things of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have got it made. It's beautiful how God has again performed this in us. Now, brothers and sisters, the testimony of this little violin even gets sweeter. You know the best part of that Stradivarius? I mean, it's a masterpiece just to even look at. But you know, some of them people can make things look like things, can't they? If you were just buying it off of it looks, you might get deceived. Huh? You know a lot of things like that that people got gypped, got tricked, that they thought it was, but then they began to really examine it and things, and nah, it wasn't. But the best part about this violin isn't its looks. It's the sound. It's the sound it makes. And it's so precious, brothers and sisters, that that's what sets this apart, is this precious violin, this magnificent sound. And I was thinking that's truly what sets, again, the bride apart. It's her sound. She is the vessel that sounds to the praise of the glory of his grace. Praise God. Anything that crosses her life, the bow, when it comes across her life, it doesn't matter if it's a down setting or an uprising. It doesn't matter if it's on a mountaintop or in the valley. When that bow comes across that life, it's to the praise of the glory of his grace. It's the only sound it can make. You put that precious bow across that Stradivarius. Now wait a second, though. There's something that's required of that. The master's even got to play it. Amen. You understand that. And it's so wonderful, brothers and sisters. That's how this all comes together. See, that Stradivarius, they've tried to duplicate the sound. They've tried. They've tried to mimic it. They've tried to, again, try to figure out with sound waves how we're going to do it. But they just can't do it. And I'm going to tell you something. Man, religion, all of these things has tried to get that sound out of man. And it will never happen. It's a false. It's a counterfeit. It don't work. It won't play. It can't be, because only one can make the masterpiece. Now, the testimony even gets sweeter. You think here again, as I just mentioned, it's got to be the master or the maestro in a sense that must play it. See, the Lord performs in us the good work. Praise God. He's given us these things. We take from Him this word. All of this understanding, praise God, the truth. But only He can play that into our lives. Only He can minister that out into our lives. And all of us have been through this. As we've grown in that grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sometimes we get knowledge going on. And remember, knowledge, if it's only knowledge, puffs up. But love, that's the edifier. That's the one that enriches and increases spiritualness. That's the one that is the effectual working power. Now, praise God, you do need to know the truth. You have to know the truth. You have to hear the proposal. That's Paul's gospel, to know of this. I've heard people say, well, you know, do you think that I can win God's best, or people can win God's best without Paul's gospel? No. Or people would have won God's very best and been in the bride of Christ back in the Old Testament, but we know that that wasn't for them. The Holy Ghost had to be given. He's with you and shall be in you and in you for the purpose to be led into all truth. All truth. See, the prophets, as it says in the Word of God, many times over, they wrote of these things, but they couldn't see into them. They wrote these stories. They brought, praise God, God brought these things to them that they wrote about, and they wanted to look into them. They knew that they weren't just a story to say, praise God for His faithfulness. They knew there was great meaning. There was type and shadow, but it was shut up to them. It was hidden from them. But now unto us, the veil is rent in twain. We go all the way in. If you want it, praise God. And you fellowship there. And the Holy Ghost has come. And praise God for the encouragement of the Holy Ghost, the thanksgiving and the rejoicing and all that. And again, those are after effects of receiving what the reality truly is of the Holy Ghost. And that's the truth. And that's the whole counsel of God. And that is Paul's gospel. And that is the gospel of the proposal that Jesus Christ wants you to marry Him. And that's the truth. And she is a company that will come out from among them. She comes out from the camp unto Him. First, she comes unto Him out from among the camp. Yes. Praise God. He draws her, but He draws her in love. Oh, it's good. Rebecca was with her family. Everything was just right. But wait a second. There's a preeminent love. And in one afternoon at the well, what happened to sister? She's just gone, Dad. She's just way, Mom. Oh, it's all good. But she's in love now. And she says, I don't know, man. I gotta go. I will go, but I gotta go. Hallelujah. All right. Praise the Lord. He's bringing this to us. See, by His Spirit, this is how it is. But see, here's something again as we go on with this, and we'll close it up here. But see, it's the Lord that performs that good work in us. But something about that Stradivarius is very, very vital too. Even though it's been made, that Stradivarius violin, even though it has all that potential and all those things, there's one thing that's essential for that sound to come out. Not only must it be played, it must be continually played. See, without it being continually played upon, it begins to lose its sound. It begins to lose its quality. And if it's not played, it can finally just kind of lose it. You understand what I'm saying? I have one thing against thee. You've left your first love. But now let's go on to the other side of that. Do you know that the ones that are played daily and exercised and taken care of, but played, their sound even gets better and better and more pure and more magnificent? And you know that little instrument? And it never stops. How much more your life from glory to glory into the very image of Him. Amen. That's the reality of it all. And He takes a little instrument and shows us these kinds of things. All these examples that He gives us in our lives, brothers and sisters. It is incredible. And that is us in Christ. And once we have been given the crown. Isn't that wonderful? Oh yes, you've been given the crown. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. You've got it. And you know what the crown is? It's Paul's gospel. The crown is the proposal. It truly is the engagement ring. And He's encouraged you to hold it fast. Praise be to God. Honor it. Rejoice in it. Once you've received and understand the message of His preeminent love to you, and you've yielded to it, and in your Spirit's power, you've reciprocated in that love. See, that's what happens. You receive the preeminent love from Him, and then the preeminent love, praise God, goes back to Him. Hallelujah. And it's just like that violin. It must be played. Vessels shut up only for the Master's use. And I'm thankful to God we must be willing to be played, pressed on. By grace, hallelujah, not weary in the well-doing. I don't feel like being played on tonight. You better. Huh? Because maybe, as the Word of God says, it's the hour that they think not. That's not the hour I want to say, well, I'm just a little sleepy. I remember when I was a kid and started hearing about the bridal truth. That's all I, a couple times I remember waking up. Going in there and checking on Mom. I know if anybody was ready. Mom was ready. She's still here. Dad was a little bit ornery. Him and I together after Mom left, it wouldn't have been good. And that is the truth. I didn't check on Dad. I looked for Mom. Oh, hallelujah. But that's, see, that's not, as the Lord said, that's for my Father to give. You get it? That's for my Father to give. But see, I believe He's making us a joyful company, isn't He? Praise the Lord. And joyfulness comes when you're thankful. You're just thankful. You just get thankful. And the only way you're ever going to get thankful is to get your eyes off of you and just get your eyes on Him. And everything that He is, and you'll be thankful. And you know what? You'll be willing to suffer for His name. You're not only willing to, you'll be joyful to. You'll get it. You'll be thankful that the Word of God quicken you. You know, boom, boy, I got that knife in there. Wow, Lord, that was really cool. You love me. This is amazing. Things that are very tragic that happen in your life. And I'm telling you, hurtful things, people you've loved, time you've invested in things and all of that. And it's just like, oh, wow. Lord, I thank You for bringing that out in my life. If You didn't bring that out that way, I'm telling you, oh, if God be for me, who could be against me? Oh, enemy, You thought that that was there to mow me over. Oh, no, it was to magnify the faithfulness of God. He's showing me. Let me tell you something. We already know the end of the story, how we get there. That's the by faith. Huh? Come on. Oh, yes. And then He says, even after we suffer a while, He'll perfect you. He'll establish you. He'll strengthen you. And He'll settle you. Praise God. These are the things He's promised. Now, brothers and sisters, as we close this up, all I can pray is in Jesus' name, Lord, help me to receive this today, even more. Praise God, more of this. God, help this precious people to receive it. How valuable each and every one of you are to Him. Truly, how one of a kind you are to Him. How, again, you are, praise God, the crown jewel, if you want it, of eternity. Isn't that something? Know the Word of God. Get your heart and your mind and your eyes upon the Word of God. He's done this. He's already seen this. And all he's waiting for you is to allow him to perform it. He's told us the lily did not toil to be arrayed in the beauty that it was given. It was just given. Esther, she didn't have a clue. She couldn't contrive. She was just an ignorant little girl on how to win the heart of the king above all the other women that had even grown up in that place. Their families had, you know, think of these crazy parents sometimes, put them in the pageants and we're going to just get you ready for this. But this little ignorant thing, she took instruction from one place. And the way she went in there was the way and the only way you're ever going to get instruction. I don't know a thing. I can't do a thing. I need help in everything. I need instruction in everything. But praise be to God, it's all there and given. I don't have to go to get it. I don't have to go to earn it. I've got that life. I've got all that potential. I've got all the ability. This is every single one of God's precious children. You have the same life. You got his life. It's all there. So whether it's the lily, whether it's Esther, whether it's you, praise be to God. And whatever calling, and we know what our calling is, it's all by grace. And this word, and as it's called, the word of his grace, this is what does it. And all he's encouraged us to have it performed. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits to me? For how good he's been to me? It's really like this. You haven't seen anything yet, honey. But here's how you're going to see it. You take of this, the cup of salvation, and never stop drinking. Never stop drinking. Never stop drinking. Never stop drinking. And someday, I'm going to sup with him. Praise God. Precious Jesus. Lord, thank you. Teach us to wait upon you. Thank you again for your ministering of love to us this morning. Lord, help us to take the grace that is so available and rich to us. In Jesus' name, amen.